Just months before Abu Ali Abdurrahman's scheduled execution, his life has been spared. Last week, a judge granted him a new sentence of life imprisonment, more than 3 decades after he was sentenced to death. The decision puts an end to the drawn-out legal process that takes a toll on both defendants and victims in capital cases. WPLN's Samantha Max reports.
When Abdurrahman stormed into Shawana Norman's house in February of 1986, Norman hid in a bedroom. She and her sister Katrina, who were 9 and 8 at the time, could hear everything as their mother and her boyfriend were attacked.
We were so scared when I ran back in the room and told my sister that it was men in the living room with guns to Mama's head and Patrick's head. And we were shaking so hard in our beds were knocking up against the wall.
The sisters were spared. And after the men left, the girls found their mother, Norma Jean Norman, on the floor, bleeding from stab wounds. She survived, but her boyfriend did not. The Normans were relieved when Abdurrahman was given a death sentence in 1987. But then came the appeals, the hearings, the endless letters from the prosecutors. Katrina says she dreads tracking her mail.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear about it. If something comes on the news, I'm going to cut it off. I don't want to deal with it.
Last Friday, the sisters finally got closure when Abdurrahman waived his right to all future appeals. He'll still spend the rest of his life behind bars, but he won't face execution.
I'm just glad that it's finally over. We've had to deal with this for a long time.
Death penalty opponent Stacey Rector says victims are impacted most directly in capital cases.
It's traumatizing. It goes on for so long. We're in and out of court. It's in and out of the media. And what I often hear people say is, we just want some finality.
The Norman sisters say they haven't forgiven Abdurrahman, and they were looking forward to his execution in April. But they think the new deal will finally deliver some justice to everyone involved. For WPLN News and Report for America, I'm Samantha Max.